John and His Brothers is a play that tells the story of a young man confronting the devil as he tries to save his family and himself. Written by the Nobel Prize-winning poet and playwright Derek Walcott, the play is a fanciful blend of Caribbean folktale, parable of good versus evil, and music.
Gotcha!
Walcott wrote Tijan and His Brothers in 1957 and set it in his native St. Lucia. Now, in a new performance at the Central Square Theater in Cambridge, it's been reimagined in Haiti. We recently spoke to Derek Walcott about Tijan and His Brothers and with Deborah Wise, the artistic director at the Underground Railway Theater in Cambridge, about the new production.
Well, the first time I heard the story was from a friend of mine at school, and he told it in French and Creole, and I thought this might make a good play for my company.
It's a blend of stories, isn't it? I mean, there's a bit of naturalistic myth, David and Goliath. It's a parable about colonialism. Can you tell me about that a little bit? I'm specifically interested in this theme of anti-colonialism that's in it.
Well, I think if you saw the play, you would deduce for yourself that it was against the concept of colonialism, the concept of slavery. But I wanted to make it funny, like all Creole fables are, and sarcastic and ironic and so forth. So my principal idea was to keep the humor of it as much as possible.
And let me turn to you, Deborah Wise, artistic director at the Underground Railway Theater. What attracted you to this play?
Well, not long after the devastating earthquake in Haiti, a little over a year ago now, Brian Corr, who's director of the Cambridge Peace Commission, came to us and asked if there wasn't something that we could do at the theater to respond, and because we are a theater that likes to engage community, could engage community around what was so devastating not only in Haiti but also in our community. So many folks from the Caribbean and specifically Haiti live near our theater. So I remembered Derek's play. I remembered Tijan and His Brothers and reread it and thought it resonated so beautifully because it was about resistance and it was about creative spirit.
What do the three brothers represent?
Pretty familiar formula. We have Gros Jean, Mijan, and Tijan, right? Big John, Middle John, Little John.
Mm-hmm.
And what they represent. Well, I'd like to actually quote Carrie Dardompré, who's one of the Haitian artists who's been working with us and advising us. Once he said, you know, I've been thinking that Haiti has had a lot of gros gens, a lot of men with iron arms, a lot of strong men. And we have a lot of mijons, people of the in a sort of pseudo-intellectual class, because they've studied perhaps the wrong thing. What we need, the people we need, we need more Tijans.
Yeah.
We need a Tijan who can lead in the face of suffering, because he doesn't play by the devil's rules. And so that's a description of the story.
And so, Derek Walcott, can you tell me a little bit about Tijan? Because, of course, Tijan is the brother who finally confronts the devil successfully, and the devil is represented in this case by a white plantation owner. And Tijan outsmarts him in many ways, right?
Yes, he doesn't take the devil's orders easily. It's not disobedience and it's not quite anarchy. It's common sense. And common sense, you know, can increase to a democratic pitch. It can lead to revolt.
And in fact, it does. Towards the end of this play, Tijan's leading the workers as he burns the cane fields and the cotton fields. He burns the master's house, and yet he's a happy Jack too, isn't he? I mean, he's
my mother always said I was too merry. My spirits were too merry. Yes, he says.
That's right. And at one point, and this is a theme I want to ask you both about. And let me start with you, Derek Walcott, and that is the theme of music, because there's a point in this play where Tijan's song is almost dying out of him, and he has to sort of bring it back.
Well, the rhythm that we have in the Caribbean is the rhythm of reggae, the rhythm of calypso, and so forth, and so on. That rhythm, that beat, is a joyful beat, even if it discusses distressing and upsetting things. So because there is this underneath the subject, there is this driving elation that comes with the music of the Caribbean, no matter how sad the story is. And I think that's a great contradiction.
Bring down Goliath. I go bring down
I love the moment when the devil is pointing out to Tijon his dying mother, and there's nothing he can do about that. He's already lost both of his brothers. So the devil asks Tijon, now, can you still sing? And all the animals in the forest gather around and say, sing, sing, show him you can win. All around you, nature's still singing. The frog's croak doesn't stop for the dead. The cricket is still merry. The bird still plays its flute. Every dawn, little Tijon. And then Tijon summons up the spirit to sing, and the devil realizes that he's lost.
It's a real juxtaposition, isn't it? This great joy and hopefulness of this kind of music amidst the grinding poverty.
I think it's a deeper philosophy that says you can't control your own fate and things happen to you and you have to endure them with as much joy as you can summon. And I think that's what the philosophy of Latin and Caribbean music is.
Sunday morning I went to the chapel.
Derek Walcott is a Nobel Prize-winning poet and playwright. A new production of his play, Tijon and His Brothers, is now showing at the Central Square Theater in Cambridge through March 13th. We also spoke to Deborah Wise, artistic director at the Underground Railway Theater.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, we'll talk with a Boston-based journalist just back from Cairo about his frontline documentary on the significance of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.